Today, General Motors reported its profit was up 91% in the last quarter compared with the same period a year ago. And it's not the only U.S. automaker reporting strong sales. Chrysler and Ford also posted upbeat earnings reports with double-digit sales gains in January. Maggie Lake of CNN joins us now with more on this. Maggie, are we back to the glory days of the U.S. auto industry?
Hi there, Jeremy. I'm not sure we could say the glory days. There's still an awful lot of competition out there, but there is no doubt about it that things are looking very good, especially when you remember just how dire things were just a few years ago. I mean, we're facing bankruptcy for some of these companies. You know, I spoke to Mike Jackson, the CEO of AutoNation, and I asked him, where is this strength coming from? They're the largest car retailer. They just had their record quarter, best performance ever. And he said there's several factors going on. One of them is the economy. Yes, there are bumps, but it's stronger. Jobs are growing. You have people driving older cars. A lot of people put off those replacements. Interest rates are low, so financing is attractive and affordable. And finally, car companies are rolling out a lot of new vehicles. So if you're out there shopping, you're probably checking at least a couple of those boxes. And he thinks that's going to give the industry a lot of momentum as we head through 2015 as well.
And what does that mean for auto workers? We are seeing more factory jobs, and we're seeing some of these big automakers sending out profit-sharing checks to their employees.
Yeah, the headlines look good, and certainly the car companies are, the executives are emphasizing that. In fact, Ford announced, I think, is hiring over 1,500 workers to work on the new F-150. GM was in the news for up to $9,000 in profit sharing. However, I think the story's a little bit different if you talk to the union itself and union workers. They're going to be renegotiating a contract come fall, and I think they feel like they sacrifice a lot, and they want to share in the good times at our back. They're going to say that, you know, they want to raise their, a lot of their members, they say, haven't had a raise since back in 2005. That's a long time. They want to end this two-tier pay scheme that was hammered out during the financial crisis. Now, Ford did announce today that they are hiking the pay voluntarily of 300 to 500 entry-level workers, but the union would like to see that rule go altogether. And in fact, they were picketing outside of the Detroit Auto Show. So I think you're going to see that sort of conflict get louder. They don't really feel like they're getting the share of it. But you know what's interesting, Jeremy? I'm not sure how much public support they're going to have. It's going to be an interesting balance for them because remember, even though jobs are coming back, there are a lot of other people who haven't had pay increases either. So I think they're going to have to be a little careful as they sort of, you know, push that.
Well, and many people maybe feel like they've had a little bit of a pay increase, at least recently, because gas prices are so low and they've got a little extra money in their pockets. What does that mean for what kind of cars people are buying? I have to say, for the first time in my life in the last week, I felt like I wanted an SUV because at least I would be able to drive it. In this snow.
That's right.
But are people, right. Is that what people are doing now? They're just buying trucks and SUVs now that gas prices are down?
Yes, they are. That's the thing. I mean, we all say we care about fuel efficiency, whether short term for our own pocketbook reasons or for bigger ethical reasons. But when push comes to shove, as soon as those gas prices down, we go out and we buy the trucks and SUVs. I mean, listen, they're more practical for a lot of people, whether it's snow or kids or you need them for work. And again, Mike Jackson confirming that, saying, don't listen to what people tell you. Look at what they buy. And it goes right out the window, fuel efficiency. They're out there moving those vehicles. Around $350, $4, it seems to be where the pain comes back and people put fuel efficiency higher, especially if it's an either or.
Maggie Lake of CNN. Maggie, thank you so much.
Sure thing.